10:38. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for hanging out with us this Friday morning. We are so excited to be celebrating Blues Week with you, of course. We are heading into the Big Friday event as well as into Saturday. So stay tuned to News Radio 92.3 for all of your updates and, of course, to the live narration tomorrow when the Blues fly at 2. So before we get into that, we're going to get a little frisky and have some fun this morning in studio. We have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter here just inviting you to be a part of the community effort to just help end, I mean, everything from dumping, from multiple cats, from neglect in animals, and just being able to help be a part of the change. I feel like every other day I hop onto Facebook, and maybe you guys can agree with me, there's always another animal missing or an animal being dumped or abandoned. And so, of course, we're going to hear more from Tara and Jenny, but I want to go ahead and welcome y'all to Frisky Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And then also we have Bagel joining us. She's running around studio. How old do we think little Bagel Kitty is?
About 3 months old.
Okay. She's a little petite one, yeah, too. Yeah. She's sweet and she's a little bit curious, that's for sure. We have some extra friends playing in the studio over there with her, so she's getting lots of love and attention while she gets out today. This is her bagel day out, that's for sure. Instead of doggy day out, kitty day out, it's bagel's day out.
She's having a great time over there.
And so right now Bagel is currently up for adoption.
Yes, so she is up for adoption at the shelter. She is not altered yet. We have her scheduled out a couple weeks, but she can still go home with someone today. It would be considered a foster to adopt, so we just let you take them home, you do all your paperwork, and then bring them back for the surgery date, and then we complete everything at that time.
Okay, excellent. And then right now, when it comes to just overall adoptions or animals in the shelter, when it comes to cats, let's start with that first. How many do you all have right now?
Jenny? You know?
She lost count.
Close to 200. I think I have a note somewhere, but of course I don't have it on me. But yeah, 200. It's probably about 200.
Oh my goodness. And some are in fostering.
Correct.
Some are in the shelters. You know, it's a mixed bag.
Yes.
Wow. That's a, it seems like a lot right now.
It is a lot, but actually it's smaller than what we had probably in previous years. So okay. I think the spay and neuter, community spay and neuters that we are doing are making a big difference. As Jenny can attest, she's the foster coordinator. So she's the one that gets all of those calls for the neonates all through the night, every night. Wow. And I think it's a lot slower the past couple years than it has been. So we're happy about that. But there's still a huge need out there for you know, spay and neuter and more fosters and more adopters.
Okay, excellent. That's amazing. Now, that's just for cats. And so how are we doing when it comes to the puppy side, the dog side?
So the puppies have slowed down for now. We are starting to see a couple litters here and there, but we had a really busy summer or fall actually going into summer. And then so it's a little slower right now, which is good because the heat's really tough. It's tough to have events outside because nobody wants to come out in the heat. So we're hoping to kind of slide into fall. We've got lots of events planned. So if we do get litters in, we'll be able to showcase them. But we're still over capacity with the adult dogs. So lots of babies in the shelter, just not as many puppies coming through at the moment.
Well, that's kind of good. And when you mentioned before kind of going back and forth to having only 200 possible kittens, cats right now with Santa Rosa County Animal Services, that must be because of the education aspect, the outreach, and what you guys are doing in the community.
Yes, and we can always use more fosters. So okay. We have to turn people away, unfortunately, because we just don't have the resources to help everybody. Mm-hmm. But the more people that are willing to foster, the more animals that we can help. So we desperately need people.
And then, you know, I mentioned before, like people post on Facebook, like I found this dog, or, and I'm a part of like both communities because I'm out and about, right? I drive over, I come to see y'all to give donations because I love you guys and what you do. And so you always kind of, I don't know, my kids call me the dog magnet, the missing dog magnet. And the first step is, of course, to go and check if they are microchipped, of course, and if that's registered and everything. Can people come to you to do that as well, or is it best to go to a local vet?
They can do either. We have microchips. Some of our officers are able to come out and scan an animal if it's a place where you cannot get to a veterinary facility. Also, some of the fire departments do have those as well, so you can check with those. But that's the first step. Yeah, absolutely. And just if you see a dog out, take a picture, get it on the Lost and Found page, because, you know, it could be your neighbor, and maybe they don't even know the dog's out. Maybe the dog's well-behaved and he rarely gets out, and that's why you don't recognize the dog. So first step would be taking that picture, getting it posted. And there are Lost and Found sites you can post it on. And then obviously getting it scanned if you can. We are so high on over capacity. Sometimes if you find a dog and you bring it in, we can't accept it. So we don't want people bringing a dog in and then just dumping them somewhere. So if you're able to take that picture first and hopefully get them back to their owners that way, that's more helpful for everybody. And then if you see the dog still there and, you know, you're able to foster it for a few days, that's another thing that, you know, we really need help with the community. If you find a dog, if you can hang on to it until you have a spot, we do offsite caretaker, which is really helpful, because then the dog gets posted. If someone's looking for the pet, they can see it online, but it's still safe and it's not out on the streets.
Okay, excellent. Excuse me. So one of the things also I was thinking, and you know, asking you in your expert advice, and I'll start with you, Tara. What do you recommend to somebody, let's say, who they have other animals, right? You see this story all the time, but they find a dog wandering, whether they just got out, spooked by fireworks, spooked by lightning, spooked by whatever, or just curious, right? Some animals are just curious. They got out, they find them, and they wander into by their front yard. They can't put them anywhere. What are some like makeshift maneuvers that people can do? Because a lot of people are just like, I have other animals, I can't do it. And I'm like, listen, we're going to tether this dog under the carport, and we're going to have bowls and buckets of water and blankets and shade and ice cubes. And because we might not, I remember when I had a 800 square foot home and I could not bring a dog inside, right? But I had a carport, lots of breeze going through. And so we were able to do something like that instead of just automatically this letting it run off and nobody being able to catch it.
Yeah. If you have a crate and you have a spare bedroom or something and you can crate them so they're safe and they're not tearing up your house, but that gives them a safety area, a nice AC area where they can kind of chill out until hopefully you can find the owner. Or if you can't bring them in, or if you're not able to, maybe you can put them in your yard and take your dogs out front. We don't want to make it inconvenient for someone, but if you're able to help, there are ways to kind of, like you said, maneuver around temporarily until you can hopefully find the owner of the pet.
Yeah. And these days, if you don't have access to a local Facebook page, whether it's your neighborhood association or just the area, add yourself to all of them, because when you cross post, it helps a ton to get the word out a lot faster. And then just notify, you know, your local veterinarians, like, hey, I have this dog with me. I found this cat with a collar and a bell. Obviously, it's loved. I have it with me. Like, what should I do? You know, it does help a lot when it comes to getting that animal back home. On that note, let's take a quick break. It's 10:46. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel's Frisky Friday. We've got more to discuss with our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. It's 10:49. We're back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel's Frisky Friday. Our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services are here. Tara and Jenny, if you'd like to text in a question for them, let's keep going with our conversation. But 850-437-1620 is that number to text. What else do we have going on when it comes to events or specific needs? Other than, of course, we really want everyone to be involved in fostering or just donating items to help out foster families as well. What else do we have going on?
So right now we have the Bissell Empty the Shelter event going on, and that's through July 31st. So basically the adoption fees are reduced, so it's $10 for a cat or a dog, and that's going to include your microchip, spay and neuter, all age-appropriate vaccinations, deworming, deflea, the whole shebang. So it's a really great way to adopt. I mean, it's you know hundreds of dollars of veterinary care for just $10. Oof. And you're adopting a baby and you're going to have a new friend, so it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it is a win-win for your wallet.
Absolutely.
You know, the cat's going in the drawer. Okay. We have Bagel here too. And Bagel is about a 3-month-old, we believe, kitten. One of the cutest, most unique kittens. She's got the little white paws with the white paws and leg warmers in the back. So she's gray, mostly gray and white. And then, oh no, she's losing it. Oh, I try to not live narrate.
She's not very coordinated.
She did not get that. Oh, no. All right. I wish I had the ability to explain how she's trying to Spider-Man up the walls, but she can't Spider-Man up the window to our producer room. Oh, my gosh. She is waiting for you to bring her home. That's what I'm telling you today. So if you have an open heart, an open home, you can foster to adopt. She still will need to be fixed, but that's just a few weeks away. And to be honest, my kiddos have been in studio today celebrating Frisky Friday with us, and they have been so good. So she does very well with children. I will tell you that. She's friendly to them. She hasn't nipped. She's as curious as can be. She's going in the drawer. Nope. Okay. We made it. We made it through. But she's here too, inviting you to come see her at Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Of course, located on Pine Forest Road in Milton. In fact, it's like just a very nice, quiet location. I bet that's helpful for the animals too, to kind of be offset a little bit from a main busy road and have some peacefulness back there. I kind of like it. When I go to the location, I'm like, this is what I think of.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a nice little grassy area, whereas some places, like you said, that are right up against like a busy road, since we're offset a little bit, we have a nice play area, and we have nice areas where the volunteers can walk dogs, and they can take them off leash in a fenced-in area for a while. So that's very helpful to the dogs to get some exercise.
Absolutely. And so if you're looking to, you know, maybe add another family member to your household, and you know that one of your kiddos, maybe your wife, your husband, is just looking for that four-legged friend to hang out with, you can adopt right now for only $10. It's Bissell's Empty the Shelter event. You really cannot find that anywhere, and you're doing a good thing. You're giving an animal, whether it was abandoned or just was down in their luck, right? It happens. A community cat, right, that now can be your home cat. For only $10, it doesn't hurt just to stop by. What are the hours right now of operation?
So for adoptions, we are open 11:30 until 4. We close at 4:30, but you know, if you're going to adopt, come in before 4 so we can get your paperwork done. That's Monday through Friday. Wednesdays, we're actually there till 6:30, and then Saturdays, 10 until 3:30. So you can come by any of those days, and we'll be glad to help find you a friend.
Okay. And then when it comes to any other specific needs or anything that you guys really want to stress to the community, what comes to your mind right away? Jenny, I'll let you go.
We do have a wish list online. We typically, right now, this time of year, we always need kitten food. We need dog toys. We need dog food. I mean, you know, you can go online and actually see the specific things. I think I saw something about toilet paper rolls or something. I don't know what is the deal with that. Do you know?
Oh, just for like some of our kittens who maybe have an upper respiratory or something, and then they're disposable. We can just take them out, throw them in the trash. So it's just easier, and the kittens seem to really, you know, they occupy them quite well. Some of the toys are too small and they'll fall in between the kennel slats. Mm-hmm. So then they lose their toys, and these are bigger, so they stay in the kennels.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Very unique. So you can find that wish list online as well.
Yes, our Amazon list. And then we have Wishlist Wednesday every week on our Facebook page, and it'll kind of highlight what we're needing that particular week.
Okay. And you guys update your Facebook page very regularly.
Yes, we try to post at least once a day.
Wow. Yeah, they definitely are continuing to reach out to you. Oh my goodness. And Bagel is back here. Actually, her tail is phenomenal. She's going to grow into a gorgeous cat. Mm-hmm. That is a gorgeous tail right there. She's had a long haired tail. Yeah, she's purring away back here. She's hanging out. She is fearless. She's very fearless. That's for sure. So if you're looking for your feline friend, of course, Bagel is waiting for you alongside other kittens and cats. All of them are there, as well as our puppies and dogs at Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Before we take another break, anything else I didn't hit on that we want to make sure we note?
So just with the heat, we just want to kind of touch base quickly on making sure your animals have access to shade and water. And even if you're a great pet owner and your dog's inside, but you're taking them out for walks, you really need to monitor them during this heat, because dogs can get easily dehydrated or get overheated. And we don't want to have our dogs having heat strokes. So pay pay a lot of attention to that. Also, they're on the asphalt, their paws can get burned. So just really be, you know, aware of that when you're taking your dogs out, because the heat is brutal this year.
It is brutal, and the asphalt does not cool off pretty much till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
It's still pretty warm. So if you can, like, wait or just have a grassy area, get your dog to a grassy area as soon as possible, or take them to a drive to a dog park, you know, where it's maybe shaded and doesn't have any of the hard tops. Because even the other evening, it was maybe 6:45 and took the dog on an evening walk. Mm-hmm. She definitely got carried for part of it. She's a dachshund, so, you know, she enjoys that life. But the pavement, I always take my shoes off. Mm-hmm. And I touch it, or I touch it with my hand, mm-hmm. and just to double check. Like,
yeah,
if this is brutal
idea.
For me,
it's going to be for them as well. So yeah, that's a great thing to do. Just check it for yourself. And it's too hot for you, it's definitely going to be too hot for them.
Yeah, we want to keep all of our friends safe. And when it comes to their paws, they can't really talk to us. So let's just be mindful. I always think before 8 and then maybe after 6:30. Like, it's a good range, and then just always double check. Let's take another quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel before we wrap up Frisky Friday. If you'd like to text in and ask any questions or get the link to what we're discussing, 850-437. We are wrapping things up this Frisky Friday here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. First, want to thank Tara and Jenny for joining me from Santa Rosa County Animal Services for all the work you do. But also want to remind everyone, right now, they're emptying the shelter with the Bissell Empty the Shelter event. $10 every animal, right?
Yes, correct.
Across the board. Mm-hmm. Go ahead online. What's that website?
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals. You can see all the babies we have available for adoption.
Thank you so much.